These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Hoffman on the phone right now with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, we had a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday yesterday, but things kind of settling back lower. What are we seeing as we start the day?
It's relatively quiet news in the midweek. Like you said, we did have a nice little rebound. The government released some of its 45Z guidance that is helping propel the bean oil market again today. And like I said, beans were a little bit weaker overnight. That probably has to do with Brazilian harvest is progressing. Rains look good. That Brazilian crop is probably going to get bigger, unfortunately, on that February WASD number released next week, kind of limiting the beans gains. Corn market right now down 1.5 cents, relatively quiet. There's just not a lot of news to break this corn market out of its sideways range, it feels at this time. You remember, Dustin, you got a projected 2.2 billion carryout. That's comfortable. I mean, the fact of the matter is spot corn couldn't get over 440 since the first week of June with a carryout that was 1.5 last year. So now you're staring a 2.2 carryout in the face. The end users just don't seem like they have the gumption to just really chase this market higher. And we are starting to see corn move a little bit, and I would expect it'll pick up. Where I'm at, it has been very bitter cold here in the east. But as we progress through February, we will slowly warm up as the models are showing, and that will start bringing more grain to market as well, I fear.
On to the livestock side of things, cattle just keep moving higher, and hogs have been kind of quietly moving their way forward. Talk about what we're seeing today.
Another strong day in the cattle market. You know, we are rebounding back from that devastating sell-off at the end of 2025. It looks like we're trying to make some moves to the upside gaps, you know, and it's a situation, a tale of two coins. You know, the grain market guy is very, very stressed at this point in time. The cattle guy overall feeling pretty good. They've got their big convention going on down in Nashville right now, and I guess a lot of them are all smiles right now.
We have more under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. The number's next.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Did you just plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans again?
You bet your next level genetics I did. After last year's huge yields, why wouldn't I want to maximize that Z-Series momentum?
Right. How could I forget about that performance? It totally beat our expectations. Let's unleash some Z-Series on those acres. Come on.
Now you're talking. With that kind of ROI, why would we plant anything else?
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatest yields.
March corn is down 1.5 at 427 even. December new crop down 3/4 at 456. March soybeans down 0.25 at 1065.5. November new crop up 1.25 right now. They're at 1080.5. Soybean meal is trading right now about $3.10 lower at 288.80. Soy oil 65 cents higher. That's at 55.14. Chicago wheat down 4.25 at 524.5. On the Merck Live, cattle up 87 cents at 241.20. Feeders up $4.20 at 372.12. Hogs now down 12 cents at 88.42. That's a check of the opening markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Hoffman.